Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist at Colonial Chemical. And today we are talking about formulation number 4040, and it is a nourishing hand wash. This has two blends?
Two blends.
Okay. Yeah, this one has two blends and a humectant. It's sulfate-free, betaine-free, low irritation. This has our Colidet DEF61, which is the first blend, and that is sodium C14-16 olefin sulfonate, cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane, and cocamid MIPA.
And that's what's doing all your cleansing, foaming.
And it also has Colmoist 200, which is hydroxypropyl bis hydroxyethyl dimonium chloride.
And that is our cationic humectant. So great to rinse off because it's not going to go down the drain. It'll actually hang around on the skin and continue to hydrate. And we do have an actual rinse-off study to back up that data that is slightly similar to this formula, actually, without a pearling agent.
And so this one, like the Colmoist 200 actually... It continues to hydrate after you wash off, right?
Right. Because it's cationic, it'll stay on the skin.
Right. And it also has our second blend, which is Sugadet Eco Pearl, and it is glycol disterate and sodium hydroxypropyl phosphate desyl glucoside cross polymer and cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane and sodium sterol lactylate.
Got it. And that is a sulfate-free pearl blend.
And it's also betaine-free because this is kind of an improved version of the Sugadet Pearl, which is very similar, but it had cocamidopropyl betaine in it.
Right.
So is this entire formulation a cold mix?
Yes. That's the benefit of using the blends here. Everything can be done cold mix, goes together really easily, really quickly. All these ingredients are liquids, so they're also really easy to handle.
So we've kind of already blended for you with all of these performance blends in here. And then, I guess, is the formulation sensitive to anything like fragrances, preservative?
I mean, different fragrances or a preservative is always going to have an effect on it. So that is something to keep in mind if you do change that.
And this is a really... nice one, because if you don't want to add any color to it, it does have that pearlizing effect.
Yes.
So you could put it in a clear bottle. You could do a
luxurious appearance.
Yeah, you could do a pump or a squeezy bottle. If you wanted to have a more pearlizing effect, could you overdo it with the Sugadet Eco Pearl?
I mean, what do you mean by overdo? Like could you started just, putting like 20% in there kind of
you
thing?
Just
probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But you could increase it probably up to 6 or 7% even if you wanted you know, a really strong pearl, and it would probably be fine. Have to test it for sure to see how that would affect the viscosity. So, yeah, we wanted to talk about this one right now because with all the frequent hand washing that's going on right now, this is a good sulfate-free base, so no harsh sulfates in there irritating your skin. And with the Colmoist in there and its cationic nature, being able to stay on the skin during the rinse-off, it's going to keep the skin hydrated so you're not having that excessive drying with all the washing.
Right. All right, so this is formulation number 4040. It is the Nourishing Hand Wash. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.